Walking down to the Knight Stadium before the game was like walking into a festival.
Going down in the old night.
A band played across the street from the stadium in Romare Bearden Park, where people in medieval costumes walked around on stilts.
He's dressed at the celebration, you are not.
The costume people were from the Carolina Renaissance Festival, and they joked with the more modernly dressed baseball fans.
Well, what can I say? All of you are just fashion inept when it comes to the Renaissance, when real knights were around.
There were also horses. The Budweiser Clydesdales trotted down the street pulling their famous red wagon. But the real show was inside the stadium, called BB&T Ballpark. As people walked in, you heard a lot of this.
What do you think? Look,
nice. Wow.
That's Weatherly McGowan and her family getting their first glimpse of the uptown skyline from inside the ballpark.
Very nice from back here off first base.
Over by third base, Rick Searcy and his family were equally amazed at how the skyscrapers tower over the field.
I would say the view is it's almost three-dimensional. The buildings, they're not close, but they appear to be right on top of you.
The Knights have wanted to build this stadium for years. Here's how Chief Operating Officer Dan Rakowski put it into perspective for fans.
This is a picture of my daughter, Anne Marie. She's standing on where I thought the pitcher's mound would be. That was the spring of 2006, and Anne Marie was 8.
Now, Rakowski says his daughter is old enough to drive.
The timeline tells you how long it took, but it was worth the wait.
BB&T Ballpark cost around $60 million to build. The Knights are basically getting free use of county land worth $20 million. In addition, the city of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County have committed about $15 million combined. Charlotte Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes threw the ceremonial first pitch. And then Governor Pat McCrory threw another ceremonial first pitch. In fact, there were at least a dozen first pitches from public officials, sports executives, and a former player. Some were better than others, but the first pitch that actually counted was a strike by Knights pitcher Dylan Axelrod. And although it took 3 innings for the Knights to get their first hit, that hit was a home run. Outfielder Dennis Phipps got a standing ovation as he rounded the bases. 10,200 people were in attendance. In other words, as many people as the Knights would allow in.
I'm Cheryl, and I stood in line 3 hours to get these tickets.
Cheryl Littlefield and her husband were standing with their friends Brian and Stephanie Gears.
Oh, we love it. We're so excited to be here. So much fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. We're just glad that they waited in line for tickets.
There was another group of couples sitting right behind home plate, including John and Terry Turner. John knows Charlotte's minor league history about as well as anyone.
When I first went, I was probably about 12 years old.
And the team was still in Charlotte. When it moved to Fort Mill, the Turners kept going to games.
At first, Fort Mill was just like this. On the weekends, it was sellouts. And that lasted a couple, 3 years, and it started dwindling. It wasn't near as fun. Now, I think there are going to be sellouts here. People are going to be behind the team, and it's going to be a lot of fun again.
His wife, Terry, says the Fort Mill Stadium was a much shorter drive for them, but she says her first impression of the new stadium is as good as it gets.
The weather couldn't be more perfect. The crowd is excited, and I just think it's the most perfect night.
Well, almost perfect. The Knights lost in extra innings, 8-6. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Uptown.